Thanks.
And I've just realized I'm recording through the MacBook
So this is gonna be extra fucked
microphone.
up.
It's
I
gonna
love that people
Oh,
are gonna listen
hell
to this whole
no.
episode and then like they're like this
Episode
it sounds so fun.
99.
So
It's gonna
we
be
need
fucked.
parents. We need somebody to
I
address us in the
know.
morning.
I know. Well, this is crazy. I thought I was recording.
This
All
might be the worst audio. This is the absolute worst audio episode we've ever put
That's
out. Like,
the clip right there, Nate. That's the
yeah.
pre-intro song clip right
Oh,
there.
God.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Can you guys hear this? So those are some Christmas bells to kick off what is going to be the Christmas episode, really. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. It took me a while to find that on Spotify, but I think it fits the mood.
Hello, freak bitches.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Hello, freak bitches.
getting freaky tonight?
Oh, on Christmas night?
On
Is
Christmas Eve?
that a
Getting
is that what it
freaky on
is?
Christmas Eve?
Wait, when's
What
this
is
come
Christmas
out?
Eve Eve?
The
Well,
23rd is when this comes out.
So people are definitely getting freaky because it's in their nature to get freaky in general. But when that holiday smell is around, snow and cinnamon,
Oh
and
yeah.
the presents are all wrapped under the tree,
The seasonal pheromone.
Oh my
the seasonal
God.
pheromones start working in people's loins.
Have you
Oops.
ever seen how beautiful a snowflake is?
Most of the snowflakes I see are ugly, don't know how to shower, don't know how to brush their teeth. They're all Gen Z.
Oh, brother, man.
Oh, shit.
They're
No, but
quite
seriously,
beautiful if you
they
look at
are.
them under a macro lens. I know that when you're a kid, they teach you what a snowflake looks like. But when you get older, you forget. And then you go back and you look with adult eyes and you see this is greater than any Picasso painting. This is greater than any structure built by the United Arab Emirates. This is a beautiful,
Geometrical beauty, nature beauty.
ice-based, clear, miniature ant-sized. What are these beautiful images for ants? God damn.
Well, something happens when people try to show me art made by human beings. Someone will show me a Georgia O'Keeffe painting, a Toulouse, a Lautrec painting of the green woman that drank all that absinthe. And I think, yeah, these are pretty good, but why don't I show you this hill over here that God made? It's much more detailed, much more beautiful, uncorrupted by man, except for the coal, the mountains that and hills that have coal mines in them. How funny it is that humans are able to corrupt every single structure that's made by God.
Or don't even get me started on fracking,
Oh.
chopping the top
That
off.
one's okay. That
Oh.
one
What do they do with
we need.
fracking exactly? They blow off the top of a mountain and then just like oil just gushes out of it or something? Is that what's happening?
Damn, you have the most sexual way of describing
They blow the fucking back out the fucking what,
No,
pow,
that's old school.
hit
They blow
that fucking
into
mountain
it.
from the
They
back.
no,
Oh.
fracking is spitting in it. That's where
Spitting in
they
that
use
spitting that
water
thing.
and they spit that water all the way down, all high pressure style, way down deep in the dirt, hydraulically. Hydraulicized fracking. It's true.
None of
It's
us
true.
have any idea what fracking is. They're not
I
even
don't
close.
care. I don't care. I put that, take that oil, I put it in my Mazda 3 Grand Touring 2018 hatchback. I drive that to Chipotle. I get the bowl with the chips. I dip the chips into the bowl and I go home and I watch whatever I want to watch. Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle. That's my life.
No documentaries, interesting.
I save documentaries for holidays, including Christmas. We're
educating your family about inconvenient truth.
Yeah, come here, guys. There's a very inconvenient truth I need to show to you.
You see this man's photo in my wallet? There's a reason he's in there. His name's Al Gore. And he changed my life when I was 7 years old.
Alex Gore.
Alex Gordesky. Damn, what if... No.
I feel bad for my dog, Bubbles, right now, because she's just standing. You guys want to see what the hell she's up to?
I'd take a look.
Of course.
Oh, she's got the Simpsons donut on her head.
She got the donut on?
Oh, poor Bubbles.
Man. She's got the donut because she had that surgery. So, but she's just standing there right now.
Homer Simpson would take a big bite out of her.
Mm-hmm. I'd take a bite out of freaking Milhouse's mom.
I'd take a bite out of Trump's neck.
So... there's many parables during Christmas. There's many stories that show this true spirit of Christmas. Elf, Christmas Vacation,
Die Hard.
Die Hard, classic Christmas movie. People don't realize Die Hard is actually a Christmas movie.
No.
Which is what I think is hilarious. But I don't know if people know that there's stories about Christmas that go way back, almost 2,025 years back, if you... catch my drift.
You sound like Cootie right now from the Kanye doc.
Kid Cootie?
No.
You kind of do, yeah.
Almost 225 years.
He had the most
years.
Legendary cadence, yeah.
Kanye. That's when I knew that Kanye was going to be my best friend.
Oh, that's the guy that made it?
Yeah.
I love that doc. Did you see him in getting the deposition or whatever? What is it called? Deposition?
Deposition?
Despacito?
Did you see that? He had the mask on. And they're like...
Yo, yeah. Wait, is this when he had the hat down?
No. Maybe. He has like the craziest like full... it masks out his entire face. And there's like a lawyer... asking him, like, are you going to wear the mask on the whole time? And he's like, do you know who you're talking to? I am the richest black man to ever exist or something. And they're like, they're just asking him, like, regular, like, lawyer questions.
My father's vacuuming right now. Apologies.
Did you see the one where he has the hat down? And they're asking him, he's, like, looking at his phone, and the judge is like, please stop looking at your phone. And he's like... well, what you don't understand is I have too many mental geniuses. like he's talking about how he's has mental geniusness.
He relatable. Is. He's a genius.
Very relatable.
I can't put my phone down. I have too many mental geniuses. What's that mean?
Maybe I told the story wrong, but he said something like that. So, that, I mean, just go look it up for yourself. Everything that we say in this podcast, look it up for yourself, by the way. Don't take our word
think
as
for yourself. Make your own opinions.
We are
and then come back and fix them.
Right.
Then come back here and assess why you thought that, why it was wrong.
Just why it's you almost let three like, white men tell you what to think. This is what got us in the situation in the first place. I'll tell you that much.
The three wise white men?
The three wise white boys?
The three white men? Oh, the wise, I like that.
The wise white ones?
Well, so let's tell the tale of that, shall we? From what we can remember, the story of Jesus.
The three
birth.
Wise men, they saw an alien spaceship in the sky, and that was what the star was, is what in their times they can formulate what a spaceship could be. So they said it was the North Star. It was a spaceship, and that spaceship came down and impregnated a female that gave birth to the alien / human hybrid of Jesus Christ.
Is this real? Is that what that is? The three wise men? No, you're fucking.
That's Jack, an interpretation.
Basically, that is what happened
of the Bible in the
in
Bible.
Modern terms.
Wait, you but I thought that I thought that Mary was a virgin,
bro.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what,
but it's actually you're saying an alien came down and made the first.
It don't count if it's alien. If you're hitting, getting hit by an alien, it don't count. You can cheat.
Now, that brings many questions up.
What do you think Antarctica is for? Antarctica is just a zone where all of them can cheat and humans go down there. they go underground and it's just a sexual cheating with aliens, baddie aliens down there.
You know what alien I think is very sexy are those Star Wars alien women.
Oh,
they have the long tails on their heads. Yep. Those fat tails that wrap around.
Can I buy you a fucking blue foamy drink at the whatever bar? What's
at
that
the
bar
cantina?
Called? At the cantina milk? Girl? Can we grind in the cantina?
Remember when we went to Disneyland, guys, and you guys, nobody wanted to try any fucking blue milk except for me.
We didn't get any blue milk.
I didn't know. They were hiding it, I thought.
No, no, it was around, and the green milk was there too, but you guys didn't give a fuck about what I wanted to do.
I wanted Korean food.
Well, we got that, didn't we? At the
we got
Star
intergalactic
Wars
Korean
restaurant.
Food.
Yeah, we got intergalactic, like shawarma.
So there's Mary. She's a virgin. She's wait. Let me get this straight. First off, Virgin Mary was married to Joseph the carpenter, and yet they still hadn't consummated the marriage.
Nope, he was saving it, semen retention.
For what? Did
That's
he have a
what
fight
I find
up?
Curious.
He had a
he had a wrestling match or something.
That must have been a tough position for him to be in.
If you had a comedy special taping coming up, would you retain?
Yeah, of course.
For how long?
Years.
But what if the development's only like a year, a year and a half?
What do you mean, the development of the
like
material?
You go to Netflix, you say, yo, I got this idea for an X-rated stand-up show. I'm going to film it overseas. And then
what, I bust at the end of the special?
I don't know. Spoilers. But they say, okay, we'll buy it, man. Can we order it? We want to order it. We want it next year. But and you say, oh,
three.
Shit.
Three. They know I have all the leverage.
Begging a, begging a network to make development take longer is funny.
I want to stay in the longest development ever. I want to be in like a 40-year development phase with the production company.
That's like the, what's the movie, the TV show, the Korean one where they're fighting up against cookies and shit? Hunger Games. No. Squid Games.
Oh, right. Yeah, that did take, you know, that took a, I don't know if the development phase was that long, but it, the idea certainly.
The Incepticon, yeah.
The inception of the idea, the genesis.
Long ago, in a faraway land blanketed in shimmering starlight.
Hey, so Eric, we were having a conversation about Squid Games, and you kind of just jumped
did
in.
Did you listen to any fucking thing that I just fucking said, dude? Literally.
Well, I'm about to get to three names that I know you guys want to hear. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
They've been rattling in my head ever since you guys blew my mind with that, yeah.
Well, how about this? Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar.
Balthazar.
Are you kidding me?
I love that name.
These guys, these three wise men studied the heavens. Caspar, Melchior.
And they had myrrh, gold,
Jerry Melchior.
And frankincense.
And frankincense.
Do you know who Brian the Hamster Czar Balthazar is?
No.
No.
That's Brian Balthazar, the talented producer, filmmaker, actor, and entertainer from Human vs. Hamster, streaming now on Max.
Which you had a hand in creating.
Which I had a hand in creating, and everybody made it out okay. You know what? There was a scene where the hamsters are giving hamsters, teaching you how to give hamsters CPR. And allegedly there was a moment on during production where somebody needed CPR. And so seeing that was shocking to me that they had
giving a hamster CPR and you just like press down so hard that it fucking explodes.
Not funny.
Somebody
dude.
Comes
I don't
in
like
and shoots you
like that.
Remember Dan Licata?
Saying that in Rap World?
Whipping a hamster at the wall.
As hard as he can at the wall.
No, that's not funny. That's not funny.
That's not funny. Wait, were the hamsters treated well on the show? Did they have a good time?
They had a great time. They had wranglers. They largely were pre-taped. Yeah,
can
when are we going to do
what
the...
this show is, by the way?
This is produced from Magnolia, and the people who produced American Ninja Warrior comes a competition show hosted by Sarah Sherman and Kyle Brandt of ESPN, I think, or some sports network. He's incredible. And as if.
Oh, holy shit.
You're about to be offered a very lucrative.
Turning it down.
Something.
I'm not going to violate his privacy like that.
Connor O'Malley calling Jack.
Connor O'Malley's calling. But guess what? It's humans versus hamsters. Humans and hamsters running in the same obstacle courses built to scale. And that's it.
And who wins?
Did you ever try any of the obstacle courses?
Answer my question first, please.
Relax. So if the humans win, they get money. If the hamsters win, they don't get anything. But they got to be on TV. And then, what'd you say, Eric?
Did you ever get to try any of the obstacle courses?
You know what? There was one obstacle that was this, like, well, there was one obstacle that allegedly somebody got stuck in for a pretty long time in a way that was, it looked interesting. It looked like maybe their head was being constricted. And that morning, that morning, one of the crew members asked if was like looking at me and walked up to me and measured my shoulders and was like, "Hey, would you want to test out one of the obstacles?" And I couldn't do it, but that was the obstacle a few hours later that somebody got concerningly stuck inside of. Yeah,
I would hate to get concerningly stuck in anything other than a good time.
Yeah, I'd like to get stuck into some food. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, so we were talking about the wise men. Okay, you listed off the names. Oh, yeah. Of these men.
Well, for those who don't know, this story is fucking crazy. By the way, this is almost unbelievable, but it's real because it was biblical in the Bible. So. These men called the gift bearers were all known for their wisdom and their kindness and their ability to see signs in the stars. Can you imagine that? And on one wintry night, as snowflakes danced in the air, a star unlike any other lit up the sky. A star so bright it seemed to sing with joy. Tactics. This is no ordinary star, said Caspar, wrapping his warm cloak tighter around him. It heralds the birth of a great king, a savior to all people. So, these wise men gathered their treasures, gold to honor a king, frankincense to symbolize holiness, and myrrh, a gift for one destined to bring healing to the world. Let us follow the star. It will guide us to a wondrous biblical child. And then they follow that shit to Jesus. He popped all out of Mary, out of the virgin womb, and they gave those gifts, and he grew up to be Jesus.
These people are fucking weirdos.
That is weird, because if you were with your wife and your wife was giving birth and three dudes just showed up with gifts,
and by the way,
let me
hit you with the other angle.
How'd they get in here?
The other angle's even weirder. What if I hit you two dudes up and I said, "Yo, I just rented a motherfucking purple Jeep Wrangler. Get in this shit. I'm pretty sure I just saw some shit flickering in the sky and there's a fucking baby over there. Y'all want to see this fucking baby I'm thinking about?" And you guys are like, "Oh, sure, man. You know what? I have so much wisdom that I want to go chase down a fucking baby and see what it's all about. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near a baby. That's the modern man.
You're leaving out some key details, right?
They were Christian.
Because that's not exactly how it would be. If you said, check out that giant ass, like Nate said, spaceship or something metallic in the sky, even a star, God forbid. I think that heralds the birth of a new king that will save all men and women.
So I have a question. In the modern day version where we're all in a Jeep Wrangler, a purple Jeep Wrangler.
Well, we'd be in a caravan, by the way, because they all got their own camels.
We'd be on the Vespas.
I'd get in the G-Wagon. Nate, you're fucking running. Jack.
Whoa, man. It's slower than a camel. Well, maybe not.
For health reasons, Jack, you can be in the purple Jeep Wrangler.
Thanks, brother. I'll drive that to the airport. I'll fly there. So
what would your guys' gifts be? That's what
Kids are these days, it would have to be Fortnite bucks, Roblox,
V-Bucks, Solano.
Solano.
And
what the fuck is that?
The cryptocurrency. Dude.
Hey, are you sure it's Solano?
It 100.
How is it spelled?
Are you sure?
100%. 100% sure.
And are you sure?
98%. 98%.
I think there's one called Cardano.
Solano. Oh shit! Damn it! All right. You got me,
Nate. This is Solana. You. By the way, this is you. You're 35, right?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not certain.
He is.
Okay, well, just when you, how do you think this is going to be going when you're 60? Unless you start changing your lifestyle.
I'm going to have a very sad, like, 60s existence. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Unless you stick to the 70 hard, 75 hard.
I don't
hard.
Know all of the top 10 cryptocurrencies by heart. It's
Solano.
Come on, it's not off that bad, you know?
What is Solana?
It's Solano, whatever.
Wait, is Solana?
It's Solana.
All right, my bad.
So I would have fucking 700,000 Solanos, Solana coin. All right.
And so you're bringing that in one of them.
Oh, Solana.
10 with terabyte a piece of paper, external hard drives.
Written on it.
Yeah. 70,000 Solana. Just put that right in the baby's face.
In her face as she's like giving birth. Like, I'm just, like, it's so painful.
Look.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's all stinky, the wallet, the physical wallet.
It smells like shit.
Was Jesus born with that long ass rat tail of his?
Nah, dude. No.
Dude, he never had a rat tail.
Yo, I got a question. Yeah. Are there pictures of Jesus at different ages? Because from what I recollect, he lived until he was 33 and then he killed himself. But before that, you only ever see him as a baby. And then you see him as a...
You never see him as a child. You never see him as a child.
You don't see him often as a 14-year-old, which makes you wonder. Did he skip a couple years? He
skipped all the way up.
Did he go ghost for a while and work on his writings?
He might have just... I mean, he was probably perfecting his miracles. Do you think he did a few miracles on his own before he popped that bitch off in the water and wine?
Assuredly.
You think
you have to test that shit out?
You think he was hiding gyoza? He actually could make that, and he was not letting everybody know.
I noticed this recently. A lot of his miracles.
Gyoza disappear.
I noticed that a lot of his miracles involved water.
Hmm.
A lot of his miracles, what?
Involved water, turning water into wine. Walking on water, fish. He turned something into a bunch of fish, multiplied the fish. Is that a coincidence?
Where was he living
there?
Was he living near the water?
Yes, very close to it in Bethlehem, Jerusalem.
Oh, you think that actually maybe potentially Atlantis?
I didn't want to say it directly, and also you're breaking up, Eric, and you're frozen, but yeah, you're onto something, and Eric's completely frozen right now. Oh, interesting. Right as we talk about ancient Atlantis
culture. Oh, that's what he said? Well, he said, you think that there's a chance that he's back? There he is. Don't you think there's a chance that there is a Jesus of the land, there is a Jesus of the water, there is a Jesus of fire, there is a Jesus of electricity, and there is a Jesus, you see him, flying type Jesus. And we've only met the water type Jesus, who can turn water into wine, who can turn fish into bread. Is that what it is? He turns fish into bread?
He just multiplied. There was one piece of bread, and he was like, hey, how about this becomes about 1,000 pieces of bread? And how about this? You see this one fish here? Let's turn this into about 10K fish.
And yet, when we create meat cells in the lab these days, people are afraid. Back in the day, they'd write a whole book about you. Now they write a book about you talking shit about you and trying to throw you
Modern
in fucking prison.
Miracles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think miracles exist today? Is there any Christmas miracles that happen? Maybe the most magical of all miracles? Your parents getting back together, they tell you they're divorced on Thanksgiving, they sell off the house, they're...
Would you fall to your knees, Nate, if your parents got back together weeping with your arms up to the sky? Run into your dad's arms?
That would probably be like 20 minutes of a sweet moment, and then it would just be like probably horrible after that.
Man, what are the chances? I think next year we try to start getting parents back together. We receive letters from children and adults who are victims of divorce, and we go try to parent trap, basically.
Well, that would be a great reality show, honestly, that I would watch.
I'd watch that shit too.
Where kids try to get their parents back together.
And it's called Humpty Dumpty.
Or they could trick them. They could trick them like the style of, what is that? The blind, whatever, Love is Blind. They have their voices all warped, and then they fall in love with their old ex-husband and wife. And then when the fucking door opens, they're like, what the fuck, oh, Mark? You fucking little dick. Son of
you
a
owe
bitch,
me fucking 80 grand, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
That would now, be what if That's we did a beautiful it, show.
What if we did a wilderness program style? We bring them all deep, deep into the woods, and we don't let them leave for years and years
until they get their act remarried.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I just was listening to? This is a tangent, but Otherworld, do you guys listen to that podcast with Jack Wagner?
I've listened to a couple episodes.
Nope.
I listened to the Bigfoot. Maybe it was a recent one.
Did about it convince Bigfoot, you?
And I was like, damn it. Bigfoot's real, 100%.
No.
Yeah, I that was one where I was like, "There's no way Bigfoot." Like, what a foolish thing, a mythological thing to be thinking is real. But after I listened to that episode, I was like, "There's no way."
What
There's
convinced
no way
you?
That.
What convinced you?
It was this. So the story is a group of teenagers are kind of like passing on the road. And they see this, you know, this large Bigfoot, basically. And the thing is, on her property, she's had this property for 200 years in her family. So nobody, it's like this giant, like hundreds of acres in Texas. So nobody has, like, you know, been on this property for, you know, hundreds of years. The government hasn't come in. And she finds this Bigfoot. Tells her mom, and her mom writes a letter to these like Bigfoot expeditionists. They go on like expeditions if they have any hints, and they go to her property and they like describe like, do you hear these sounds? And they're like, yeah, we do hear these sounds, and they sound like howler monkeys, and they're seeing all these like markings that they have in their property of like bent wood that's like in a weird shape, and he's like, this is how they kind of communicate to like, this is their boundary, their territory. And I was like, I'm fully convinced there's a couple.
So they found some bent wood markings in the forest.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you incredulous about this?
No, I'm very incredulous. That's the thing. I'm very skepticalist, and I like to poke holes in things. Until I can't. And when I can't poke a hole in something, that's when I put on my reading glasses and start actually doing the work. You know what I'm saying? That's when right. real research begins.
But here's what I think. I think there's like 20 of them left. Like they're like on that the absolute edge of extinction. And there's like 20 left, and they just hide in little holes or something like that. They're on a couple different little patches of land throughout America, and they're just at the edge. They might be extinct by now because this happened in like the early 2000s, but there's probably 10-15 left.
And you think they're afraid to come out because they're so ugly, and they don't think they'll be accepted because they see how harsh we judge each other in our society. Maybe other countries where Bigfoot roams free and they're afraid to let Americans know.
Right. And they keep their mouth shut.
We don't want to tell the Americans. Yeah, they're not ready. They're too ignorant. They care too much about body hair, body image, mm-hmm. body fat mm-hmm. percentages, mm-hmm. body, you know, all every song is about body, the shape girth. Of you, girth. Well, some people are concerned with that.
Nah, mate.
People don't care. Well,
I got enough to fucking give to share.
That's your Hinge profile. It's girthy. Yeah. That's all it says.
And you know, I keep something I just read was if you got too much on your plate, that means that you're eating.
Okay.
Something like that. Fuck, I got it wrong.
No, I think that sounds right.
You got too much on your plate. If you think you have too much on your plate, you wanted to eat, didn't you? Something like that. Didn't you right. want to eat a few years ago? You were really hungry. Now you got too much. That just means forget it.
You should just keep describing this for like an hour. You know how you wanted to be, you were hungry at one point? Well, there's a lot, there's too much food on your plate, and now you're eating. You wanted to be having that, right?
And it's a metaphor is what the grassroots of it means is having a lot on your plate means you're busy. It's an expression. It's an American idiom. Mm-hmm. So if you have, who's complaining about having too? Oh, right. Because of that, because it would be the right. idiom. I'm busy.
But back to Bigfoot again. Maybe they heard about racism. Maybe they heard about sexism or the Republicans. They probably heard that the Republicans are taking over.
Oh, they're back.
All government.
Yeah, I'm excited for the inauguration coming up. I can't wait to see our new president swear in. Yeah, President Elon Musk. At this point, it really seems like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mar-a-Lago, you mean SpaceX East at this point, essentially?
Holy shit, dude.
Bezos is there, by the way. It's like, dude, it's starting to actually remind me of Idiocracy, the film.
It weirdly is. Who's going to get in there next? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Dwight Schrute.
Could be anybody. Could be.
It literally could be Dwayne. Dude. Did you see that interview with The Rock where...
What did he say about Red One?
What?
About Oppenheimer, where he saw the
high screen. That like, shit.
He said that Oppenheimer is scary?
So
no, he was talking about the screen that he watched Oppenheimer on.
He's like, He said, I saw Oppenheimer, and I said, sit me in the same seat that Christopher Nolan watched Oppenheimer at, and I saw it on that screen, the IMAX screen, and I said... We need to put, if we put Red One on this screen, it's game over.
Do you guys think that he would respect us for real?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Is that even a question? Of course.
Don't make me do this rant again, dude. I don't fuck with The Rock. I'm dead serious. I don't fuck with him. I don't respect him. I don't like what he stands for. I like Vin Diesel.
Of course.
Vin Diesel, the auteur, the self-made genius, the brilliant artist, mm-hmm. the filmmaker, the sensitive side, the musician, a real mm-hmm. one. The Rock is a punk. The Rock is a WWE sellout who turns movies that have heart into rotten apples.
You mean tomatoes?
Can I share something that I heard about The Rock? I think I told you guys this off the pod, and I don't know if I should share this, but... You know,
what is it?
Who cares? That he, during the filming of Red One, he was like faded like every day on set.
His own tequila?
I would hope so. Of course. High off your own supply.
Off his own supply? Damn. Clip this. Chat. Someone clip this. Put this on YouTube. Watch it get fucking 200
views.
This
is a day moi, like, fucking exclusive. Again, I'm not going to say much more than that, but I the chances of this being true are near 100%. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just a through the grapevine. Oh, I heard from a da-da-da. Like,
he said
this was happening.
You were talking to Chris Evans about this.
Well, I didn't want to name names. I don't want to name names.
Yeah, Dwayne on the rocks, Johnson. Dwayne, I'll have it on the rocks, Johnson. By the way, I have no more sympathy for alcoholism.
I really don't. I'm having more and more sympathy by the day. I'm starting to get it even more.
Well, I defeated alcoholism because I downgraded it mentally from an addiction to a hobby. It's that simple.
Wow. Yeah. That is actually somehow powerful, Jack.
See what I'm saying? This is what I do at night, and it's activating my mind.
I saw a, you know, Athletic Brewing?
Of course.
Of course. I had that idea long ago, by the way.
I saw that they have a light non-alcoholic beer, like a Michelob Ultra version of, and it's 25 calories. I didn't get it, but I said, man, that seems nice.
Can we stop villainizing calories, man? Why don't
you drink the real one? What? There's a show out there called The Landman, and it's starring Billy Bob Thornton. Remember him?
Yeah, he looks like a
bad Santa.
Well, he's more than bad Santa. He's been in many films. He was in the Fargo TV series as well. He's sexy as all shit, to be honest with you.
Why do
you
think
Angelina Jolie put his blood in a vial and wore it around her neck? Or maybe it was the other way around.
That has to do with mental illness. That is mental illness.
That's called love, man. Why don't you actually experience
that? That's love Hollywood style.
I don't do love. I do
just lust.
I do lust, and I do business ventures. I want to get
to the fame point where I'm kissing people on the cheek.
I'm around people. I will say, I'm around people in my life that are doing this.
That's when you know you hit the big time in Hollywood, when you're kissing people on the cheek. When you're giving people a greeting, like you see that at award shows, all the celebrities, when a director is coming up to their cast members, give them a kiss on the cheek.
Do you really kiss the cheek?
I'm never kissing people on the cheek, and I feel like that would be weird if I did that.
No, it wouldn't, man. If you well, first of all,
how far away do you kiss though?
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the things.
Are you going like this? Because some people go like this.
Just cheek to cheek, but no lips.
But some people literally put a little lip on that thing.
Oh, I bite it. I'll take a whisker off.
Wait, really quick. I need to finish the Billy Bob Thornton Landman story.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
So Billy Bob Thornton, as his character in the show, is sitting at the bar, and he's drinking Michelob Ultras.
Yeah.
Delicious Yum. Beer. And forget exactly how this goes, but he says... I'm sober, been sober for about 10 years. And the bartender's like, these have alcohol on them. And he's like, and the guy, Billy Bob Thornton, says, these, man, these don't do fucking shit to you. And the guy goes, what are you talking about? He says, you drink 6 whiskeys in a row and tell me that that's not different than drinking 6 of these, you know, fuck it.
No, you got it.
I'm telling it right. You see what I'm saying?
He's take saying, a walk, Eric. Take a walk. You, take a walk. Come back.
I got it. If you drank 6 whiskeys in a row, you'd be all fucked up. But if you drink 6 Michelob Ultras, you're good to go. You're good to even drive.
I feel like you're redescribing things. Like, I got it the first time you said it. Like, you didn't need to redescribe it.
What I'm more interested in is beyond just the text of this, Eric, is... What is the POV behind it? What are you telling me that you believe about the intention? World?
Everyone should be able to drink as much beer as they'd like. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Make the 2.5% ABV beer and let me have 20 of those. You see what I'm saying?
Man, would I like to have 20 beers. That sounds like
20
a fucking...
beers in a boat with the catheter in, dripping that thing right into the fresh water, right back into the environment. At one with the world.
Should we just water down our own beer? Just get an 805 from the tap and say, fill it up halfway, and then give me some fucking piping hot
some water.
In the
piping hot. Just do let me get a...
piping hot.
I don't know. Just a fun, different experience.
Cider. How come
I'll
cider
tell you
gets
what,
to be
I've been
hot?
Drinking this beer ice fucking cold lately on this trip to Dallas. Ice cold.
Crispy.
And when you drink it ice cold... If you were atheist before, then you stop being atheist because there is a God all of a sudden. For about 1.5 minutes while you're drinking that thing, there is a God.
Have you ever prayed like fucked up out of your mind?
Nah. I wish I had stayed Christian.
There's definitely a couple I've had. I can't think of any specific, but I guarantee you there's been a couple moments where I was talking to God. Oh, let me tell you this. there is a dude at the YMCA that has to be a sort of, I'm convinced he's either an angel or he's some sort of alien creature, because he walks around the gym barefoot. Okay. And he has kind of like, he's probably in his like 60s, but he could be in his 70s. And he doesn't like, he just kind of glides around. He doesn't work out. And he just kind of is just, I've never seen him do anything. Like, he's just kind of like standing there all the time.
Don't he's a lot barefoot. Of people live there?
No, no, no. This isn't a YMCA where people live there. He's just like, he gives off a vibrant sort of angelic energy that I can't quite describe.
Well, that's I'll say how this. He might there. Not be an angel or an alien, but the Creator has blessed some people with a certain light that is indescribable. And sometimes those kind of people get together and make a podcast that runs for almost 100 episodes. Double that if you count the Patreon episodes. And I just want to shout out both you guys this Christmas season. Thank you for bringing thank you for being light bringers to
light receivers.
Well, it's hard to receive light when you're too busy putting it out.
And scientifically, it's hard to receive light when you're bouncing it off of yourself.
Exactly.
You can't receive light if the light's always on. Sometimes you got to shut it off and let other people illuminate you. Illuminating
it's always the darkest behind the flashlight.
The what
it's
light?
It's always the darkest behind the flashlight.
What type of light?
Flash.
Okay.
Flashlight, dude.
Flash?
Yeah, nobody should be roasting flashlights anymore. These are normal tools. These are tools.
Nobody was, yeah, man. Nobody was.
No. I saw where you're going. You're trying to make fun of sexual toys for men. That is nothing I want to participate in.
Anybody can use a flashlight, dude, by the way. Stop you right there.
Literally anybody can. That's what's hilarious.
Anybody okay. You know what? Speaking of the angel in the gym, Nate.
Yeah.
I think I have. Somebody said that. Was it any of y'all? Someone said I have a kind of Adam Sandler swag at the gym. Because I'll wear like, I usually am wearing,
Merrills.
I got dress shoes on, I got a bathing suit on, and I got a shirt that's a little too small.
the shirt that is
too small at the gym is fucking, it's a nightmare. No one talks how, Jack, maybe you feel comfortable in those clothes at the gym and that's good. But nobody talks about how important your fit is at the gym.
God,
if you are wearing a large when you should be wearing an XL, and you've got the sock lines on your legs from being, you know, it's about 6 p.m. you got sock lines on your calves, and you're wearing the busted ass shorts where your boxers are peeking through and your hair's a mess, you're not getting half as good of a workout as if you're dressed like Rocky in an all gray sweatsuit with the Converse.
But isn't that kind of, dude, isn't that kind of alpha instead of sigma? You see where I'm going with this? Because there's a gym optimization.
That's Sigma.
No. There's gym optimization. Yo, I'm going to make sure my sneakers are tied. I'm going to make sure I'm in the 5-inch inseams. I'm going to make sure I'm in the boxy tee for millennial Gen X men. And I may or may not have a hat on. Okay, yeah, you're going to feel great. But then there's people who are going to dig deeper than that. Who are going to say, dude, I'm an animal. When I show up at the gym, I'm here to swing shit around and put everything into it. I can't even think about what type of shoes I got on, what type of shirt I got on, what other people are thinking of me. There's nobody else around when I'm lifting weights. I hear tinnitus and I see a sheet of red over a screen with Chris Cuomo on it.
Wow. You're watching News Nation on the TV?
I'm watching... Yeah, I'm watching Newsmax.
Newsmax, I mean to say?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they had that on the treadmills.
I request it. No, it's not on the treadmill. It's on the
one. Oh, it's on your iPad Pro?
Oh, it's in the gym. It's right above the weight rack. I bought them a bunch of TVs, but I said, you got to be putting Chris Cuomo on, man. He's on the way back.
He's coming back after his misdeeds. I don't even remember what he did.
You don't remember
nothing,
what he did?
Dude. Nothing.
Yeah, he did nothing, dude, except for literally aid and abet Andrew Cuomo in some of the most egregious political misnomerings in the history of all COVID. Let me get on the fucking news.
We need to make a COVID limited series right fucking now. Nate, you can play the scientist in Wuhan. Jack, you can play. You can play.
Let me be Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, patient zero. Oh, Eric, you got to play one of them pangolins, that's for sure.
I'll play a
pangolin zero.
Pangolin zero.
That's the title.
Pangolin's Revenge. Imagine they fucking say, you know what? Our names have been dragged through the mud. We didn't mean to cause this shit. You all did it with your scientific greed. And now we're coming back for you guys. All them pangolins come get us.
Question, what the hell is that pangolin?
It's basically a bat.
If you don't know what a pangolin is.
I actually don't know what a pangolin is. It's like a bat. What is it? A bat mixed with like a warthog.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, pretty much. Bro, do you know what a sand shrew is?
Of course.
Well, it's basically a freaking sand shrew, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
That is a reptile, dude.
It's a pangolin, bro.
What sector of the animal kingdom is it from? Bird?
Mammal.
I think it's a mammal, dude. To be frank with you, I think it's a mammal. That's
a freaky ass fucking thing.
Bats are crazy, man. I want bat blood. I really do. Don't you think that shit would just go quicker, like some nice oil? Isn't that like the? I feel like they have like diesel blood. I get the vampire shit. I really do.
Check out this frequently asked question.
What's it says?
Is a pangolin's a mammal?
Invite them onto the pod.
That's sort of how we're talking. Yeah. I just can't believe it's Christmas. Can't believe it. Or for those non-religious folk, I can't believe it's the holidays.
Or if you're Jewish, I can't believe it's time to order Chinese food again. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do know about that tradition. I do know about that tradition.
I have a question for you guys. Top Christmas song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Boom.
What's that one, Nate?
Oh, my recording stopped.
Oh. Bad time. Can I record again?
I got it. Watch this.
Resync up.
I'm back. Clap.
Mariah Carey.
All right. Clap. This is my favorite Christmas song. Hang all your mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. Boom, doo, doo, doo. This Christmas, fireplace is blazing bright.
Okay, so you just made that up. That's not a real song.
You don't know the song, Nate?
I don't think so. I don't think I heard that.
Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. And This Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys Christmas, know Ice JJ Fitch, right?
Window.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
The Bone.
The Bone. Well, guess what? He doesn't make music for sinners anymore. He has become completely Christian, and he makes God religious songs that are so fucking funny. I love Ice JJ Fish so deeply. He has the perfect voice.
The Bone.
I want to ask a serious question now. The holidays and Christmas is known to be one of the most joyous days of the year. It's been that way for centuries. But there's a curious phenomenon, and that is that depression becomes very rampant around Christmas time
darkness.
And the holidays.
The darkness
the Christmas
of Christmas.
Darkness, which you have called me screaming about at 2 a.m. for the 12 days of Christmas every year, screaming every night. Why is it, guys, that you think people are depressed like that during these times when they should be joyful and opening presents?
It's really hard to even put myself in that mindset because based on my hair my skin complexion, my body type, mental illness does not even really work on me. You know how some people, creatine, they're like non-reactors for creatine. There's just some people who don't get it. I feel that way about mental illness. And I don't know if it's because of the external things that just make me so normal and so well-adjusted and conformity style guy.
Right.
But I would imagine if you're struggling with depression during the holidays, cortisol?
You didn't get more cortisol in there?
Cortisol.
Too high cortisol.
Your cortisol is too high. You need vitamin D.
Yeah, take some vitamin D. That's essential.
Take some vitamin D, and if that doesn't work, just call it.
If you're, it's over. put a zinc supplement in and get some fucking vitamin D, some creatine. If that don't do it, it's nothing. There's nothing left for you on this planet.
But bed rotting. Why am I so prone to bed rotting during the holiday season? Bed rotting, you mean bed thinking of all the new IP that I'm going to be executing on in the new year, all the new IP
I fucking love IP. I fucking love it. I'm sorry. I start to get like vibrations around my whole body just thinking about it.
Who doesn't?
Different style of IPs. Well, there's so much untapped IP. If you go into Chinese media, there's many different foreign medias. There's many characters
We don't do
that
Chinese
the American media. People don't know about yet. And if you can tap into that,
oh yeah,
and bring
and
it
music
over here,
too, dude.
I mean,
he's Mickey Mouse. I'm looking it up right now. They gotta have something like that over there, right?
Why don't we start stealing like podcasting stuff from Russia?
You don't think I already have in the way that I speak and the style of stuff that I talk about?
Dude, I spoke with somebody in Russian at my show last week.
Wow.
We did a hilarious conversation. He asked what my favorite sentence is, and I asked what his favorite sentence is. And his was something really, it really kind of stuck with me. It was like, something like, why did you turn out this way? And it was one of those moments where somebody says something to you and it almost feels like they said, like nobody else heard them. It just was like you having an apparition or whatever. And that felt crazy. And then I said my favorite sentence. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
I've probably said it on here before.
Say it again.
I said it like this. Eric, Nate, Eric, nakhanyet, ya tebya zhdu polch du chas. You see what I'm saying?
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, now explain that, man.
That means, Eric, finally, I've been waiting for you for 2 hours.
And that's your favorite sentence of all the sentences that could be said in Russian?
That's a thinker. That's sort of a thinker.
Yeah, man. That one will make your knees snap backwards in half.
Prolelyachet. Did I say anything? Great.
Be careful saying that shit, man. You don't know what you're saying. It's very dangerous. You accidentally just said a secret fucking password.
I said something.
Yeah, I think you did. All right, guys. Well, I've just learned that my audio wasn't recording this entire time.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Let's restart this thing.
We'll be using the Zoom audio, huh? Which means Nate's audio will be busted.
My audio is going to be fucked up because I use my Bose headphones. So this is going to be, I guess, apologies at this point for the busted fucking audio.
Damn, so all of us kind of have something bad that happened.
During this recording, yeah, exactly.
Life. Episode 99.
Episode 99, we couldn't quite crack it.
Still can't get the audio. We took a fucking...
Jesus Christ, man. We should do a little disclaimer at the beginning. Like, hey, guys, just to let you know, there is some cursing in this episode. So make sure that if you have kids around. And also, the audio got kind of messed up. Eric forgot to record his the entire episode, and I use my Bose headphones, so mine's going to be a little choppy. And so thanks for rolling with us, and without further ado, enjoy this amazing episode of Joy Tactics.
We should start every episode with an apology.
Hey guys, so sorry about this one.
People would appreciate that.
Hey, sorry everybody. As usual, we apologize. Sorry about this
episode. Well, so, I mean, it's the 99th episode of Joy Tactics. Is there any way that you guys have something new that brought you joy this week? Or are you going to rehash the same old shit yet again?
First off, you're attacking. You're attacking.
No,
us
that's
right
just
now.
How I speak.
I have a quite incredible joy, actually. Whoa.
Can we hear it?
Yes. Today I went to the gym. Well, one, I woke up at 5:30.
Oh my God.
I'm transforming my life for the 1,000th time to try to become a morning person. This is gonna stick though. This is the one that's gonna stick. Mm-hmm. So I woke up at 5:30, went to the gym, and I was listening to basically smooth jazz the entire time. And that is an incredible way to start your morning, with some light, smooth, funky jazz
it's
while
wonderful.
You're in the gym. And you're driving to the gym, putting that shit on. Incredible.
That's amazing.
My dad is entering. No, he's leaving.
Holy
he's
shit.
Missing a tooth.
Oh.
You need help with the TV? All right, I'll be right there. Sorry.
My joy is quite simple. Here in Dallas, we went to two hockey games this week. Dallas Stars games. And they lost both games. But it made me realize I kind of am enjoying watching hockey. And I don't think there's anything more pathetic than never being into sports and then choosing to get into a sport at age 32. But if I were to choose one, I mean, hockey might be up there. It's very fun. And they start fighting.
By the way, Eric, you're 46. Just
no. No, that's what's funny. I'm less than that. Less old than that.
I'm less than that.
Stop lying.
Eric,
so
do you know the chorus?
Hockey.
Did they do the chorus to this song? Oh, sorry.
There was some fighting.
Did they do Smelling Salts, hella?
They were hiding it if they were, but it would be smart for them to do that.
Were the fights brutal or were they for?
Nah, they were pretty
was
mild.
It kind of for show, like, oh, everybody wants to see a fight. Let's just fucking fight right now.
Yeah, they were mild.
Getting a couple jabs in. The penalty box?
Just pushing. There was a penalty
some
box
the,
that was
some
utilized.
Some of the people I meet need to go into a fucking penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a social penalty box, a party
Elon
penalty
Musk
box.
Needs to be
Elon
in
box.
A... Yeah.
He needs to be in a penalty casket.
Wow. Careful, man.
No, not dead wise, just Mr. Beast style, where you're like, I buried myself alive for 6 days so that I could see about it.
Four fucking seconds
to piss you off. That's some Invader Zim shit, or Fairly Odd Parents.
Jack, what brought you joy?
Oh, dude. I bet it was the same thing that brought me joy this time last year, which is going to have to be the Northern Virginia Labor Council holiday party. Oh my God.
Did you get faded?
I got faded off of one beer, one burger slider, two miniature empanadas, and a meatball. That was incredible. Some food scenes I didn't know were still around. It was like food straight out of 1992. Like a cheeseburger that was like, yeah, the cheese was melted over the side in the way that it kind of was like in the cafeterias.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looked crazy. And I guess I'll just shout out Russ and Russ. This is a 78-ish year old couple. Their names were Russ and the The husband was Russ and the wife was Russ. And get this. The husband's dad's name was Russ and the wife's mom's name was Russ. And then the two Russes met and then they got married. And now one of them's got a broken arm. And they were funny. I said, "Where are you from?" And he says, "I'm a Tennessee cat."
Oh, so he talks all cool.
Yeah. Damn, that is a guaranteed way to meet some very interesting and fun people. Don't get involved in labor, but
let's go next year. Maybe we go next year, do a live episode.
I can't do labor because that would be nepotism because of my parents, so I got to be anti-union. You already know the vibes.
You got to be careful.
Yep.
Well, all right, I got to go get some barbecue. Nate, you got to go to the doctor's. Jack, mm-hmm. Have fun in Virginia.
Thanks.
And I've just realized I'm recording through the MacBook.
So this is going to be extra microphone. Fucked up.
It's good.
I love that people are going to listen to this whole episode and then like they're like this
episode 99.
So we are, so it's going to be
we need fucked. Parents. We need somebody to address us in the morning.
I know. Well, this is crazy. I thought I was recording.
This right. might be the worst audio. This is the absolute worst audio episode we've ever put out.
That's the clip right there, Nate. That's the pre-intro song clip.
Oh,
right
God. God damn it.
All right. Well, sorry everybody. Guys. We'll see you on the 100th episode, or we'll see you on Thursday.
And we're getting that right. Yeah. All right. Later.
Peace.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.